Hello, and welcome to Pixel Recess. I feel like I should say more. Like maybe what the show is about. It's about me asking horrible questions to very talented people in design or comedy or art or writing or development, and asking them questions about their favorite pooping experience, if they know how to cry on demand, if they've ever made a lasagna made out of hamburgers and french fries. Things like that. That's what this show is about. Nothing. And learning nothing and getting nothing. And I'm very proud of the nothingness and ridiculous stupidity that it is. And I hope you are too. So, on today's show, we have internationally renowned artist, thief, hooligan, vandal, and censor. It's a lot of titles. Captain Austin Kleon. Someone stop. Stop my words, because I sound like an idiot. You might know Austin as a man who takes newspapers, gets rid of 90% of the words to make his own words, and sentences and phrases and art, if you will. He wrote a book about how to steal things from artists, I think, and then a book also on how to be a thief that can do art. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by the International Thieving Guild and roaming suburban coyotes. Let's just get on with the show.
Have you ever listened to the show? I'm not saying that you had to, but just so you know what's coming up.
No.
That's cool. Don't worry about it.
So I can crawl under my desk like George Costanza and take a nap, write a book.
We should be drunk. Why aren't we drunk? That would make it so much better.
I don't know. I could take a shot of whiskey. I keep a bottle of whiskey at my desk.
Your whiskey, bourbon, which?
Just the bourbon. Bourbon. Oh, God. Bourbon. I love trying like expensive bourbons and stuff. For refreshing times, get yourself some Lake Effect snow, and you can melt that and drink it, as long as it's wet and alcoholic.
That's my favorite bourbon, Lake Effect snow. So would you call yourself a censorist or a artist? I'm trying to think of a good word for your... Well, you're big into censorship. Let's just say that.
I'm a vandal.
Oh, you're a vandal.
Maybe. You know, drawing a dick on a wall and drawing a portrait, they're kind of the same impulse in a weird way.
They're exactly the same.
Part of what I do with the blackout poems is a kind of vandalism. You know, I'm taking someone else's piece of writing and I'm destroying it, essentially.
What's your favorite word in when you're looking for, when you're, you know, doing your little blackouts?
This is going to sound weird, but dick on a wall, because, it's okay. I don't remember. I wrote my last book, like, I don't know how I did it. And so then, you know, when you go into second person, then you can do some really fun things.
What's the weirdest letter you found, or word that you found?
I mean, you know, you can't find a lot of curse words.
No.
Unless you shorten, like, class.
Or someone plays the bass. /bass.
You know, say one column ended with the letter F and then truck got shortened in the other column.
Oh.
You could get racy, but I have no idea. I don't look for like super interesting words with the poems. I just look for like everyday words, right, that I can string together into something weird.
So do you feel like poetry magnets sort of steal your thunder?
No, I think I stole their thunder.
So we can look for the Austin Kleon vandal magnets coming to market near you soon.
Merch is something that I'm always on the lookout for, you know? How can I sell out completely? Everybody always wants me to do an app, you know? Oh, do a blackout app. It seems really complicated for something that's essentially kind of stupid and easy.
Sell a marker or old newspapers.
Just bundle a newspaper, a marker, and a book. Yeah, well, gift basket on my site.
So yeah, just go auction somewhere. Some hoarder that kept every newspaper for 37 years. Collect some. Putting them in a nice, you know, eco-friendly box with an eco-friendly pen. Put a little button in it and charge, you know, $30, $40.
This could work.
Yeah. And then if you made an app, it would just be a photo app so that people could take a picture of their creation and share only with you.
It's called Instagram, you know?
Well, it could be called Austingram, where it's like it just gets posted. They just take a picture and you're the only one that gets it.
Yeah, it's just one big dick pic. and I encourage people to send them in to me. Every once in a while, I'll get like a weird envelope sent to my P.O. box that's full of them.
And to be clear, you don't mean dick pics. You do mean...
You only have to have that happen to you once. Wait, you're not recording this, right?
No, never.
New question.
You're encouraging people to steal things and to vandalize. Do you feel any personal responsibility for that?
No, not really. I feel like a lot of what I advocate is mainly harmless.
Would you recommend someone black out the Constitution?
I mean, the government already does it,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. Have you ever tried like just getting an old book and just trying it with some?
See, I don't do books. There are people who do books. People get really pissed off about the books. There's such a surplus of books that we're constantly throwing out books. And yet, if you black out a book, there are all sorts of weak-minded people online that get really upset. They get really angry at the idea that someone would deface a book. If you underline in a book, are you destroying it? If you write, you know, notes to yourself in a book, are you destroying it? You know, but there's something about the newspaper. Nobody cares. I, like many people, have dropped my iPhone in the toilet.
Oh, fun.
That's always a fun thing. So for your listeners out there, I don't have any real friends, just internet friends. I want to die at least for 4 months out of the year. But, you know, you could live in Cleveland and want to die 8 months out of the year.
Would you ever be willing to change your last name to Texas?
No.
Oh. Not even for, like, let's say, let's put in about $1 million.
I'd do a lot for $1 million. Yeah, I mean, $1 million. I mean, you know, it would. Well, you know, $1 million is not that much
would
money.
Have to be, let's say it wouldn't have to be forever.
How long?
Let's say 2 years.
You can get through 2 years like that.
Says a man who's probably been to prison. Vandal.
You can do 2 years. Two years is nothing.
Let's say you could go back in time and take the place of anyone in history by murdering them. Who would you take the place of? You'd essentially become them.
Well, probably just some good-for-nothing prince somewhere.
Not prince, but a prince.
Not prince. If I become prince, do I get all his powers?
You would be him.
Okay, so I get all his powers.
You could call it power. Some people just call it singing.
Prince has got some powers. You better call it powers if you're going to talk about prince. I mean, but if you say something like Da Vinci or something, like, I wouldn't... Da Vinci didn't have indoor plumbing. I don't want to be him. You know, you start thinking about it, I don't really want to be anybody else. There I kind of like being alive. But when you really take that question seriously, I don't know. Like, it's really difficult. I bombed that one. Sorry. Everybody needs a death threat from Darth Vader to get them going.
What's the worst job you can ever imagine having?
Well, that's a completely different question. Throwing dead bodies into a wheelbarrow and burning them.
So what came first? You moving to Austin because it's your name, or changing your name to Austin because you lived in the city of Austin?
Well, you know, Austin's named after a guy named Austin. So, you know, I could say, you know, the town has my name all over it.
So you can almost take claim that Austin, the city, is named after you.
Yeah, exactly. And that seems to really piss off Texans when I say that.
Keep you weird, yeah.
If my mom had known I would move somewhere that had my name on to a city that had my name on it, you know, she would name me like Columbus. You know, you're starting to really, you know, betray your Midwesternism, because I think it's a distinctively Midwestern thing to comment on other people's names.
Well, I could just talk about the weather.
I don't know. I'm very skeptical of it, and I always have been.
Well, Austin, I hope this wasn't terrible for you.
So, yeah, I hope you got something you can edit together there. I'm going to make you regret this.
And that was my interview with Austin. Anyway, please do check out Austin's book, Steal Like an Artist. It's excellent. And anything else by him. He has a new book called Show Your Work, which I also recommend. And also, Newspaper Blackout has a collection of his newspaper blackouts. He's super talented, and it was an honor that he would do my ridiculously stupid show. And I thank him for that and for allowing me, without permission, to take his own words and mix them up. Anyway, you can find this show on Twitter at Pixel Recess or
me at Wiseacre, on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, where you can find all of the past shows and some good word thing synopsis stuff. Also, please go to iTunes, search Pixel Recess, and rate and review. I do appreciate every single one of them. As I said before, consider it a challenge to be creative. See if you can make me laugh. And also, please visit thenetawards.com and look for Podcast of the Year. This little show and a lot of other shows have been there. A lot of my good friends have been nominated as well. And not to put too fine a point on it, but I would love it if you voted for this show. My voice got higher, not because I'm lying, just because it did. And I apologize. But yeah, please vote for this show. Anyway, thank you all for listening to the show. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's weekend, or a horrible Valentine's weekend. How you view Valentine's Day is completely up to you. I am not going to push my beliefs on Valentine's Day on you. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for listening. Tune in next week for a guest that will use words, and I will throw words back, and we will make mouth crimes. Bye, everyone.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.